So we left off yesterday, just trying to learn Pshat and HaGemara. That's all, that was our entire goal, to learn Pshat and one line of Gemara. And the Gemara talks about, this idea of putting items into a piece of land, and the Gemara calls it somehow a kinyan, that somehow pretend to be a chazoka. So we weren't exactly sure what kind of a chazoka is the Gemara referring to. So we had a major machlokes in the Rashbam and the Rambam. Is the Gemara talking about Cheses Gimoshonim? Is the Gemara talking about Cheskes Kinyon, which touched upon the major machlokes, the Rambam probably against just about all the other Rishonim. When we speak about Cheses, we talk about Achilas Peiros, either literally eating fruit or using the property, which is also like a type of an Achilas Peiros on property, on land that's not able to actually physically eat the fruit. Is that Begeder a Kinyan Chazoka? Is that included in Chazal's statement of Kinyan Chazoka? Was that merely just a riot that a pre-existing kinyan took place? So we spoke a little bit about this yesterday, about how the Rambam and the Rashbam read the different Gemaras in Bava Basra about this. We spoke about how this touches upon the sugya of Nol, whether Nol is building a door, whether Nol is considered to be closing the door, how that fits into the two different models in terms of kinyanim. And now much of the discussion revolves around another Gemara later on in Perek Ches about it, even though the odds are, it's not even the odds, the certainty is we're not going to get enough in Gimel this year. Nevertheless, at least we could say by the end of the year that we saw a whole bunch of different Gemaras spread out throughout Cheskes Abatim. And that is this pivotal Gemara in Dafnim Gimel Mabeis. When the Gemara begins to discuss Amram, Hai Milsa Amalan Rav Sheshes V'anarino Einan V'mas Nisa. So first of all, Rama gives you a Zah introduction. What he's about to tell you, wow, what a drama. He said that his Rebbe, Rav Sheshes, taught us something. And not only did he teach us something, but he enlightened our eyes. He just like see, like, you know, like very emotional. He enlightened our eyes from a statement of the Tanoim, from a Braisa, to support what he said. You have any idea why Rav introduced him with such a drama? And I didn't even listen to him. I don't know why. Rav Sheshes
was blind.
Yeah, Rav Sheshes was blind. So the Pashup Shad is that he's commenting on the fact that although Rav Sheshes couldn't physically see, Rav Sheshes saw things that we don't see. Rav Sheshes saw in Mishnayos and Braises, Azad Diyukim, Azad Halochis. So we have to understand two things. We have to understand what did Rav Sheshes say, and then after we figure out what he said, or maybe simultaneous, then we figure out what he said, what is Raya, what's from the Braisa. So Rav Sheshes started off by talking about Hamatzia Matzos B'Nichse Ager Kona. If a person puts down some mattresses, puts down some sleeping bags, and he gets himself all ready for his little afternoon, little post-shear nap, and a riddle, I'm Maslisin, we're about to be enlightened about the significance of this action. So he puts down mattresses on Nichse Ager. Ooh, Nichse Ager, that we already know from yesterday. That's something that's subject to being kainet. And I know how to be clean with things, Menichsi Ager. I'm going to make a kinyan chazoka, right? Obviously, I'm not going to be clean with kesef. There's no one to give kesef to. I'm not going to give shtar. There's no one to write shtar to. I'm not going to make kinyan chalipin. There's no one to make kinyan chalipin with. So the only way to be clean in Menichsi Ager is with chazoka. So obviously, what Rav Sheshes is telling us is that Metzi Matzos, putting mattresses down in the Menichsi Ager, is the halacha equivalent of chazoka. So we're already puzzled with this. Based on everything that we know from yesterday, we're very, very puzzled. But which Rishon is not puzzled at all? Which Rishon is looking at this and say, of course, I told you so. This is what? It's the Achilles Peiros, right? What do you want? The Rambam read this Gemara, chit-chat, quickly. Achilles Peiros. This is no different than the other Achilles Peiros, which of course is going to be kinder. Well, not so simple. Even according to the Rambam, I must have learned this is part of the sugi of Achilles Peiros. What's the problem with this Achilles Peiros? It's what? It's from Hefka, it's from Nichsi Ager. And the ABCs, according to the Rambam, as was proven to us beyond the Shad of Adalim and the Gemara Daf and Zayin from yesterday, it's all said together, not literally, but figuratively. Vare Achilles Peiros, according to the Rambam, Dibin Nichsi Chadei Rakona, Uvilat, Nichsi Ager Loikona. And we explained why yesterday, because Achilles Peiros is not quite on par with the regular chazok in the sense of it's only a demonstration of bialos because the other party is standing there watching and enabling you and allowing you to eat the fruit. But if there is no other party, then the act of achilas peiros proper does not constitute a demonstration of Bailus. So Abba Zoy, according to the Rambam, the Rechimus Paris is the greatest thing under the sun. It can be claimed everything short of Nichsei Ager, Nichsei Hefker. What's going on in Metzi Matzalos? How does Metzi Matzalos work? If it's only Achilles Peiros, Achilles Peiros Gufa falls short. So what's the answer? Everybody said we have to fall back on the same Yisrael that we said yesterday. We didn't really understand yesterday. But Miga, we didn't understand yesterday. We can say it again today also. That was the first time I said Miga. Not the first time, the last time this year. No, what did we say yesterday?
We said that
according to the Rambam, obviously there are certain types of Achilles Peiros that are so intrinsically a demonstration of Bailos that they'll even work by Nechzei Ager. We haven't said that, because this is null, according to the Rambam. The Rambam did not learn that null, like the Rashbam, that it means building doors. No one's building doors, according to all other Rishayim. The Gemara Gittin is a Befei Rish against the Rashbam. So nobody's building doors on Shabbos, nobody's building doors, to be kind of with the Kinyan null. So what is Kinyan null, according to the Rambam? Kinyan null is Busfat Tikkun HaKarkas. It's a joke, it's a Leitzonos. What kind of Tikkun HaKarkas is it? Null is what? It's a Chilas Shimush, it's a Chilas Peiros. Oh yeah, that's a Chilas Peiros. So why is it worked by Nechzei Ager? It was our Mishnah. So we said yesterday, that obviously there are certain kinds of Chilas Peiros that are going to work on their own 2 feet. They're not going to need the other parties not being Moicha to create the Kinyan for the Chilas Peiros. So Al-Kochi, you have to say the same is true by Tzim Atzos. Again, the problem is that once we are giving so many exceptions to the rule, according to the Rambam, we kind of like have a little bit of Yush. Because we read this Gemara Nachman Zion, and yesterday we were so excited about the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Varei Achilus Peiros, Tibinichse Kaveira Kana, Ubikinichse Agia Lo Kana." And now Rabbi said we're having more exceptions to the rules. It's starting to sound like the English language. There are more exceptions to the rules than there are rules. So we don't understand this. Achilus Peiros, Yeah Nish by Nichse Agia, the Zion Nish under the radar. No, it's okay. But see, it's all. It's all okay. It's hard according to the Rambam. What are you going to do? State in the Rambam. That's how the Rambam clearly we have to do on Metziah themselves. Obviously, the Rishayim who don't accept the Chilas Peiros, who only accept the model of Tikkun HaKarka, are going to have to explain here that there's some kind of a Tikkun HaKarka taking place. Now, which great Rishon already was sensitive to that? Which great Rishon already told us, yeah, there's Tikkun HaKarka here. Yeah, there really is. Who said this? Who had this idea? It's just Tikkun HaKarka here. So the Ramban had this idea. The Ramban, the ninth in Ramban comes in Kiddushin. So first he quotes the Rambam, who says Achilles Peiros is good, and therefore Metziah Matzos is good, and he tells you that the Rambam's wrong. Mishtabish, the Rambam made a mistake in this whole sugya. The Ramban says Achilles Yatzoi. So what is Metziah Matzos? Up to Ramban, the end of the 3 lines of the bottom of the night of Ramban is Inami. Novigodaru! You want to know what Tzias Matzos is? It's Novigod, it's Tikkun HaKarka Mamish. She'yav Shaleshi Ba'aretz below Gederes Fitikunin. When a guy lays down his mattresses, obviously what's he doing? He's obviously touching up the ground a little bit, sweeping up a little bit, cleaning up a little bit, you know, making it sleepable. But the guy's just plopping down a couple of mattresses and trying to call it a day. That's the pshat. Mamish pilot blood. What's the problem according to the Ramban? It's not a conceptual problem. My God, if the Ramban, if the Metzius is right, the Ramban's right. It's Tikkun HaKarka, that's great. What's the problem? He's looking at Chosim and Asafer. Where does the Vish take that he went about cleaning up the ground? What the Gemara should have said according to the Ramban is, a guy who's getting his ground ready to do it, see, Matzos is kind of... And it's also a big chiddush, what the Ramban is saying. Because if the real punchline of the Gemara is that what you're really doing is a Tikkun HaKarka, it's in itself is just a way of just indicating to me there's a real bond for Tikkun HaKarka. What's the bigger problem with the Ramban? Omer of Amram, Rav Amram like discovered America. He says Rav Amram's running around to be Spanish, telling him, "Do has what my Rebbe told." Yeah, my Rebbe told me. My Rebbe told us Gevaldik Gevard. It's in itself is a Kinyan. Why? Because the guy fixed up the ground. He was called Rav Amram. I don't know Rav Amram or his Rebbe. He said, I have a Mishnah. There's no good of parts. Tikkun Kosher was the king of Chazaka. But I never must be sinning. He's trying to make his Rebbe feel so good because Nebuch, his Rebbe, Rav Shesha, couldn't see. Do Harris, Azar Rebbe. Yeshlam, Rebbe, Kazal, Islamish, Azar Rebbe. Hazar Rebbe, that Rav Amram telling that his Rebbe Rav Sheshes discovered America with the Brisa, with the Tikkun HaKarka. What do I need this for? I couldn't figure out my own the Tikkun HaKarka works. It's Mamash Apella the Ramban. What's Babshad is that? It's Apella the Ramban.
It's a big chiddush to say that putting down mattresses is a Tikkun HaKarka.
But it's not. That's exactly what the Ramban said it ain't. You know why it is? Because before the guy put down the mattresses, he dug a hole. He fixed it up. He touched up the topsoil a little bit. That's what the Ramban is saying. No? Did I read that Ramban? She actually brought the Logadeus to Kunin. It's inconceivable that the guy didn't do something else. So according to Ramban, the whole thing is a smokescreen. The Hatzos Matzos is not the Kinyan, because that's a farce. That's only Echelus Paris, and Ram is not right. The real Emes Kinyan is what doesn't appear in the Gemara. And it's so poshut as the Tikkun HaKarka. Yeah, it's so poshut. So then why isn't that regular Tikkun HaKarka of the Mishnah? Why didn't Rav Amram Rav Sheshes for? So again, you have to ask Kashas on Mishnah. I say the Ramban's wrong. Not for us to say such as that. It's hard shot. It's a difficult shot. Who here read this Ramban? Who here saw this Ramban? Who here said, oh yeah, the Ramban said it's great. No, wonderful. Well, okay, let's move on to the next again. What do you mean? You have to cash. That's a difficult Ramban. Very, very difficult. Very, very difficult shot. Is the Metzius right? Forget about all the textual. Is the Metzius right? Nobody puts down blankets and mattresses without fixing up the ground underneath. There's a machlokes every year. The same machlokes in my sukkah every year. The same story. So we finish eating supper, and what happens? I'm tired. My boys are tired. We want to throw down the air mattresses, throw down the cots, throw down everything. And what happens? All of a sudden, the cleaning crew comes out. My wife comes out with a broom and starts sweeping. How can you put down a mattress? There's the chicken bones on the floor. So usually, what's the response of all the guys?
So what?
So Azma. Are you talking the markets? So it's machlok. It's the Ramban, and my wife's like the Ramban. He ever should believe someone should clean up. Okay, you guys decide who's So it's a difficult shot. So again, I just want to, what I'm trying to sensitize you is when you're learning Gemara, and the Gemara makes a statement, and you see the Rishayim are troubled, you see the Rishayim are coming up with one shot more difficult than the other, there's something funny going on in this Gemara. There's something strange going on in this Gemara. So according to the Rambam, it's Achilles Peiris. So you got to give some kind of a cheshbon. I'll tell you a secret. According to the Rambam, what's the real chiddush of Rav Amram, of Rav Sheshes? What's the chiddush that Achilles Peiris is koina? That's the punchline of Rav Amram. I know that already back from Dav Chav Tesa, not from Dav Min Zayin, according to Rambam. Everybody knows that.
This kind of thing is also a type of...
This Achilles Peiris. I need a Rambam to tell me that. I need Rav Sheshes to...
You think Achilles Peiris is literally Achilles Peiris or Matthias is...
Using! So good, so it's Chav Tesa, Bebeiz, and Bebebasra. I have a Arad Leroy Lazaria. What did the Gemara say? You put down some animals, you bring in some animals, you put down some stuff to store. That's also good. Why is my tired body at the end of the day worse than putting my animals into store? So according to the Rambam, what's the punchline of Rav Sheshes and Rav Amram? Not that Achilles Peiris is a Kinyan. What's the punchline? No. That it works where? Benichsiyagia. That's the real punchline. So then, what was derived from the Brisa? What was derived from the Brisa? Ebekanani. When you sell an Ebekanani, by the way, this is how you sell an Ebekanani. The Ebekanani is talking about being zoich from Ebekanani. What from Benichsiyagia? What? Come on. What does it say? Kate Bechazok, no, no, Hitler, no, it means I'm selling you an Eved Kenani. There's a Meicha, there's a Koina. So what was the Raya? The whole punchline is not about the Maisa Kidin Chazok. The Maisa Kidin Chazok, according to the Rambam, is move on the Eilav. Everybody knows, except for all the Rishonim, but everybody knows, according to the Rambam, that Achilles Peiris is a Chazok. The punchline of Rambam and Rav Sheshes was that it works for Nichzi Agir. It's such a big punchline, you don't even understand why it's true. But that was the punchline of Rambam and Rav Sheshes. So then what was the Raya from Ebekanani? Ebekanani, there's a Moichan, there's a Koina. What's the talking about? So I don't understand the Gemara. Bein the Fiyar Rambam, Bechlal, I don't understand the Gemara, because I have no idea when to know, when to say, that this kind of Achilles Peiris works by Nichzi Agir. That's my first kasha. I don't understand what in the world the Chiddush of Rambam Rav Sheshes was. And I don't understand the Gemara according to the Ramban. Because according to the Ramban's Inami, that Matzia Matzol says Tikkun HaKarka, I'm going to say this with great trepidation. I disagree with my wife. I think people can't sleep on dirty floors. Number one. And number two, I said, if that's the punchline, it's Ika Chasim in a Sefer. we're not doing too well. We're 20 minutes into Shia, we read a Gemara, and we have no working shot in the Gemara that we understand. We have trouble with the Rambam, trouble with the Rambam. So Rabbi Yisai, again, when you read a Gemara, you have to see, you have to ask yourself kashas. So mitechem yakushas, this is what led a whole group of other Rishayim to go back to this Gemara Mitzim Matzels and say there must be a third shot, there must be another working shot in this Gemara. And Reisha Medabrim on this new pshat is the Rashbam himself. We know that the Rashbam would be the last one to go down the Rambam. He is the biggest anti-Rambam around in this sugya, because on Daf Chof Tes, he's the one who was willing to take the Gemara's word kana and do what with it? Throw it away, toss it in a, out the window and say, what does kana mean? Ches Gimoshon. The Rishbam was willing to do on Daf Nzayim when the Gemara said the Harei Achilas Peiros the Kana B'nich Sechaveiroi. What was he willing to do there? L'shitasai, take the word Kana and throw it out the window and throw it to Ches Gimoshon. So you're going to get very, very little Rachmanis out of the Rishbam if you're going to go down the route of the Achilas Peiros. So the Rishbam is not going that route. On the other hand, to go down the Ramban's route is a Tikkun HaKarka. Come on. So therefore the Rishbam was stuck. You have to see the tension in the air. You have to see the Rashbam sitting. Rashbam sitting and trying to write his paper. He gets this Gemara Mitzvah but tells him what's pshat. Here's what Rashbam says. This is what Rashbam says. V'shocham shom al karka v'nichse yagir kono v'yafogav d'lo haino no god of a parat. Who's he coming off? Okay, this is not the Ramban. Don't kid me. There's no Ramban here. Shlotik and Shum Tikkun Bekarka. He didn't clean up nothing. His rabbitin didn't tell me you have to clean. There's nothing. There's no tikkun. Nothing. Elashenene gufo minakarka. Sheshim shosei hakarka habi chazoka. He just made up a new thing called Shimush minakarka. And Achilles Peiros is Nishta Kinyan, according to the Rashbam. But a shimush min hakarka, using the etzem hakarka, ne negufo mi etzem hakarka, that's a new kinyan. Ne negufo min hakarka, that's a shimush min hakarka, that's a kinyan. Rishbam is a little bit of a problem. Why? Because as we said yesterday, menon imili, where did kinyanim come from? Parsha kinyanim have to have a pocket of a source for kinyanim. So Kesef the Gemara dug up a pasuk, and Shtar the Gemara dug up a pasuk, and Chazaka the Gemara dug up a pasuk. But if according to the Rashbam, Chazaka means no godu parat, means tikkun hakarka, and this is falling short, so then the non-immediate, where does this come from? Where is this new kinyan called Nene Gufa v'shimush bin hakarka? Where is this from? So the Rashbam says he has an idea. V'nir b'yeinayt mehochi yafinan. The nafkol kakenik is b'chazaka b'kedushin. It's mamash what the Torah is saying, what the Navi is saying. Be yeshiva. Shvu b'yareichem. Rash v'sa b'shaftem bo. Yeshiva means to enjoy the karka. Your body is nenim in the karka. Shima shagufa megufa karka. Dos is a kinyan. That's the ultimate kinyan. What Rashbam just told us. It's a Kabbalah Gemort. When we read the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Chavav, and the Gemara is quoting Psukim, where is it? Chavav, Chavav, the Gemara is quoting Psukim, that Kinyanim work, and one of the Kinyanim that the Halacha recognizes is the Kinyan Chazaka, and the Rashbam was the Reisha Medabrim to me, that means Tikkun HaKarka. That's like a secondary form of Chazaka. That's not the real Chazaka Mor B'Torah. What's the real Chazaka Mor B'Torah? The ultimate Chazaka is Nen Yeshiva sitting on the land. It's a chiddush that even if you're not sitting on the land, but you're mesaken es hakarka, that's also considered to be a kinyan chazaka. Tell you a secret, I'm not exactly sure where that comes from. Once the Rashbam just redefined that yeshiva doesn't mean to, I thought when I read the Gemara, yeshiva means to fix up the land. Yeshiva doesn't mean to sit on, you know, a chair, to lay down on a mattress. Yeshiva meant to inhabit. How do you translate the word yeshiva? Does yeshiva mean to sit? Or does yeshiva mean to inhabit? So I thought that the Gemara must be interpreting yeshiva, shvug v'arechem, yishavtim, so means to inhabit. What's mean to inhabit? Like a bailim. It's demonstrated like a bailim. Kabailim is the sacred thing. That's called inhabiting an area. Whereas now the Rishbam is saying, no. Yeshiva is talking mashma. Yeshiva means to physically sit. Why is physically sitting on something? Well, laying and sitting, that's all the same thing. Why is that a kinyan? Because that's called dani guf mikuf karka. And then yeshiva has a double meaning. Yeshiva also means a lash of inhabiting. And inhabiting means treating the karka like an owner. That's the mokh of a tikkun karka. So both of the dinim of Chazak are learned after the same pasuk, says the Rashbam. Who here read the Gemara Kedushin of Chavav? Who in a million years thought that that's what the Gemara means? Rashbam thought that. They're both munach in that same parish and the same yisrael. Everything's a pasuk. It's all based in yeshiva. Yeshiva means physical sitting, which is one sugya of Chazaka, and yeshiva means tikkun hakarka, which is the other sugya. Where do we have a right to say such a thing? That's the yeshiva's psalm. Two lishayis in yeshiva. Sapris keteri in yeshiva. No, who remembers? Where does the Gemara have that idea? That the word yeshiva sometimes has to do with a double meaning to it. Teishu get to do is an interesting one. Teishu get to duru is a lashon dira, means it's not really a physical sitting. Or is it? I wasn't even thinking about that example, but hold that you brought to us, named by Milsa. So the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that we have a halacha mosh mesina that the Ram presents as a parish of Kul Mesina, that the word teshvu means teshvu gain taduru. You have to inhabit in the Sukkah. You have to live in the Sukkah. So now you have to tie up. What's called living? So there are certain actions that you do in your house. So achila, shti, ashena, those are the actions. You have to sit. What if a person wants to eat in a kiddush in the Sukkah? You have to sit down in the Sukkah. Mecha teis loshim ala dozer liyam. You have to sit in order to be yaitse, a sheikh in the nation, the sukkah. Well, shamanah darzeh me'ayram, you have to sit down on your chair. You're being yeshiv, you're being dar in the sukkah. What could be more? So there's a very mechudishtik of Rambam. Anyone knows the Rambam I'm referring to? Very mechudishtik of Rambam in the sukkah. The Rambam says, what?
Kiddush.
Rambam says, this is the same advarim, first time sukkahs. You finish davening ma'ariv, you walk to the sukkah. I can tell you what the Rambam did not say. For sure didn't say Ushpiz, not even a walk. Okay? Alright? So the Rambam says, you're getting ready to make kiddush in the sukkah. So what do you do? It's around the Lutvak. What does a normal litvak do when they come get ready to make kiddush? What's the first thing they do when they make kiddush Friday night, Yontif night? You sit down, you pour yourself a cup of wine, and you get ready to make kiddush, right? Why would you be standing? Like Mehecha Teis, you should be standing. Why would you think that you have to be sitting? Why is a good litvak sit for kiddush? So, either because you're convinced that's called the great akim of kiddush b'chum suda, possibly, or a much simpler reason, what? Maybe with sukkah, on a regular, it's Shavuos night. It's Friday night. Well, what are you sitting for? Come on, who here sits for Kiddush? Nobody? Not one misnagin this entire year?
Friday night,
nobody, where is it?
The border of the middle.
Middle, before the Rav. The Rishayim before the Rav. Hold on. I don't mean that disrespectfully. Just because Shlomo Kalbach said that Chaim revolutionized learning, he said about himself, he said, he was the music where Rav Chaim was the learning. But there was music before Shlomo Kalbach. Well, there was Torah before Rav Chaim was. So no. So why would you think that you have to sit for Kiddush? Of course I'm sit for Kiddush. Why? The Mishnah Bracha says that when you make a bracha is a nenin for somebody, you have to have kviyos biyachad. You have to all be together, sitting down together. The Mishnah doesn't even say that. The Mishnah says more than that. What does the Mishnah say? You have to be leaning together. You have to be a sabit together. Why? In order to be mitzi in a birchas hananin, we have to become a chabura. We have to become a unit together. So I'm here, you're there, I'm standing, you're sitting, he's there. That's not going to work. So comes the Mishnah and says, hey, sebu echem levarach l'kulon. So Taisus throws the hands up in Maseches Brachos, and Taisus says that the Rambam said nobody does a sebu. It's a joke. That's why half the Rishonim say you don't have to do a sebu basically. Also, that's what the Rav Yoh says. You don't have to do a sebu. Nobody does a sebu today. So the only time I can make a mitzi to be mitzi in a brachos, we have to all lean. Everyone's got to take out the recliners on Friday night to be mitzi in a mitzi. So he says, no, yeshiva di don, ki haseba di tu domi. That the idea of haseba, bizman chazal, that was the way you defined as joining as a unit together. If everyone's just sitting in a chair like this, they're already 1 foot out the door. But if everyone's relaxed, you know, back, subin, that's called the kvius. So the Taisus, in the days of the Tanoim, that's how the Romans used to, the Romans, the Persians, that was the standard way of joining together to have a meal. Today, nobody does that. So today, yeshiva did don, kiaseba did don. That was the phrase that Taisus called. Aber amida says Taisus. If I'm standing, you're standing, he's jumping around, rolling. What kind of kvius yachad is that? And the other Taisus writes that, of course, if you want to make kiddush to somebody, you want to be meitzim by priagofen, of course you have to all sit down together. How is it going to work if you're standing? So Taisus writes, aye, but lemais and min goyim is everybody stands for kiddush. All about that, all chassidim, everyone stood for kiddush. So Taisus says, no, it must be the void is like this. That it's not written in stone what creates a kvius, haraya. Kvius changes from the Zman Chazal to the Zman Hazeh. So the Zman Chazal, Kvius was defined by Hazeh, but the Zman Hazeh, Kvius was defined by Yeshiva. Says Taisus, you see that we're very fluid in our definition of what constitutes Kvius. The goal is Kvius. How do you do it? Time and place. So says Taisus, on Friday night, when everyone's paying attention to Kiddush, everyone's all joining together, we're all one group, we're all one big happy family together, we gathered around the table to hear Kiddush, Amida di don on Friday night is like yeshiva di do, is like haseva di do. That's what Taisus coins another extension phrase. But even according to Taisus, it's got a chosh be amida. It's got to at least be like this one's walking around over here, this one's shpatzim over there. I'm making kiddush. One person trying to find the newspaper in the middle of reading, and one person's walking to check what's going on in the kitchen, and one person's still finishing the shnai mikra from last week. And a lot of things are going on at the same time in kiddush. So that's not right. It's got a chosh be at least in a midah biyachad. So that's why the chassidim are okay. That's why all of us in this room, myself included, we all make kiddush on Friday night standing up, except for those people like the shriers who sit down in the middle. But everyone else stands up. Why do we all stand up? Because we all follow shittat Taisus. That's what my kids have asked me multiple times. They ask me, "Come on, Abba, come on, you don't do anything. Come on, everything is, you don't like chassidish. We don't have chassidish minhagim." First of all, it's not true. Half I'm talking about chassidish, because all my grandparents were chassidish. Okay, but I just remember, I said, so they asked me. My boys have challenged me many times. They both went in regular, standard Litvish places. So they challenged me. What's going on? How come we don't sit for kiddush? So I said, for two reasons. I said, first of all, the Bali Antosis stood for kiddush, and number two, my father stood for kiddush. Those are the two reasons. No, I don't have to give you any more reasons. Okay, good. So, but the Rambam wasn't fazed by any of this. The Rambam sat for kiddush on a regular Friday night. So comes the Rambam in Chasuk and says, by the way, even though I sit for every kiddush, but Sukkot night you can't sit. Why can't you sit according to the Rambam? Why can't you sit according to the Rambam? Because if you sit, so a disaster is going to happen. What's the disaster? I don't really go that far, Bracha Matal, but it's going to impact Brachas. Why? Over Lasiyasa means you have to make a bracha shek and you show Leisha Besukkah, and then you have to begin to do the mitzvah of Leisha Besukkah. So if you're gonna sit down first, like you should have on a regular Friday, a regular Yom Tov night, you're gonna interfere with the normal Seidat Dvarim of Hilchos Brachas. Now the Rambam himself at the end of Hilchos Brachas tells us that would not be the world's biggest nightmare. That wouldn't be a bracha levadala. Because Sukkah is one of those examples of a mitzvah hanimsheches. And as a mitzvah hanimsheches, a mitzvah that is an ongoing kiyum, so you could technically be the ever make the bracha afterwards. If I put on tzitzis before I made a bracha, I can make a bracha afterwards. I put on tefillin before I made the bracha, make a bracha afterwards. If I happen to be in the middle of my meal, I can still make the bracha afterwards. So it wouldn't be the disaster ship of disasters, but it's not right. So you see gevaldik chiddush in this Rambam? That yeshiva is not just is not just living and inhabiting, but there's a certain key of sitting as well. And Kol Zman, you're not really sitting in the sukkah, you're not really being yaitz in the mitzvah b'shlemusa. Now, would the Rambam say that lamaisa, you're not yaitz when you're walking around in shmorgasbord? Some achrayim question that, probably not. But you see, according to the Rambam, that the word yeshiva has a double meaning. So that's thanks to Asher, and that wasn't even the Gemara I was going to quote. This didn't count. The last 5 minutes didn't count towards this year. This was just a big bracket. So I'm just trying to learn a Rashbam. I'm trying to understand this idea. The Rashbam is telling us that b'meh tefa'astem b'yeshiva, b'meh kanisem ezachisem b'yeshiva, and up until 10 minutes ago, yeshiva meant tikkun hakarka, and therefore yeshiva meant more of a lashon inhabiting of a maribaylus. And now the Rashbam is saying, oh, by the way, there's another part of yeshiva, pshuto kimashma'o, that it means to sit, literally to sit down, to lay down. That's all the same thing. Then the goof and goof of character. So the Gemara that I was thinking of was the Gemara beginning of the third parak of Maseches Megillah, where the Gemara comments on that it's unclear exactly what position Moshe Rabbeinu was in when he learned Kol HaTorah Kula. So he was on Har Sinai for 40 days and learning Kol HaTorah Kula. And what's unclear is what? So in one place it says, Anochi Oneid, another place it says, Va'esha Bahar. So was he sitting or was he standing? So Gemara has fascinating answers. Each one is fascinating in and of itself. So one Tarek to Gemara depends what he was learning, depends what the sugi was. It was an easy day, Shir. They were learning, I don't know, learning Sex Megillah, I don't know, something, an easy one. Sex Brachas, easy stuff. So then, you know, he can walk around a little bit, you know, he doesn't, you know, a little relaxed. Is telling him about Arba Achin and Yevamis, Shadachs and Metalis, some heavy duty, hard stuff. I gotta sit down. I gotta relax a little bit. I got some Yishuv Hadas to learn these figures. I think there's another very fascinating Terrence. Anyone know? What? Wasn't standing. Wasn't sitting. He was crouching. Johnny Bench. He's sitting as the catcher. Johnny Bench used to be a catcher. Remember? He used to bat. Remember Johnny Bench? Johnny Bench.
Oh, yeah.
The Reds, right? In the 70s, right? That was the last catcher I remember, Johnny Bench, okay? So there's been catcher since then. Well, you fill it, whoever's a good catcher. Roy Campanella. Okay, good. Back from the 50s. My younger daughter went to... I think I mentioned she went to Arizona for a couple of days for winter break, like everyone else does. So she went with some friends of us, family, took her to Arizona. So they took her to a basketball game. So she was so excited. She never been to a basketball game before. So she just called me. I was walking to the shed. So I was 2 minutes late. She just called me. I just woke up this morning. So she called me and said, Abba, I was at a basketball game last night. So I said, who did the Phoenix Suns play? So she said, they played Utah. I said, oh, the Jazz. Abba. You know that. Okay. I was just banking the fact that I hadn't changed names of teams. Yeah, that was the only possibility. The Free of the Gadiris used to be different names, different places. Okay. Shana Machel, Shana Mazel. So maybe the Mets should leave something. He'll play somewhere else. Okay. Back to the story. No. So the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was crouching. He was not standing, not sitting. I don't remember who had that Gemara, whoever learned that Gemara. Whoever thought about that Gemara. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu, what does that mean? Is the Gemara commenting about something about how Torah is somewhere in between where and where? Somewhere between Shemayim and Aretz. Standing up means you're already one step closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And also you're standing. Bayam de Merachik. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shechina is there. When your mom is standing, how can you not stand? Baruch Hu, Kedush, you have to stand up. Kodesh Baruch Hu's name is mentioned, you have to stand up. Hashem Yeshli, right? Even Melech and Moav Eglon stood up. Yeshiva means, first of all, much closer to the ground. I'm sitting on the ground. I'm not in a Zah Hashras Hashchina mode. A little bit more relaxed. So what is Torah? What is Kabbalah Torah? So perhaps what Chazal is telling us is a metaphor. The Kabbalah Torah is somewhere in the middle. That there are two halachim of Torah. There's a chelik of Torah, the Dvar Hashem, Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mamash. The word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beferush is halachim Hashem Sinai, the Pesukim, Hirush Mamam Kabbalah Sinai, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechveida Be'atzmoi speaking. So a chelik of Torah requires of you, that experience of Torah requires of you, Mamash, to stand up at attention to Dvar Hashem. Then there's a whole other part of Torah. Let me shemai me. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the klolim, he gave us all the basic halachas, and then he told us to knock our heads against the wall to figure out what is the chazaka, what is nishka chazaka. I tie to this and you tie to that. How do you make sense of this? Kadosh Baruch Hu pala mincha davar l'mishpat. That part of Torah is in this world. The dayanim and the rabbanim, the paiski halachas, the long day asugyas have to figure out using the koichas that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us in olam hazeh to figure out what the Dvar Hashem is. That's the yeshiva dikka. That's why yeshiva is called the yeshiva. You sit down, you're in this world. It's very mundane. You're dealing with the mamish, the bali din. So Torah is a combination of the two. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu's Kabbalah Torah demonstrates this idea that to mekabel Torah, you have to be crouching. You can't be standing at attention all the time, and you can't be sitting on the floor all the time. You have to have your head up in Shemayim and have your body down in Olam Hazeh, in order to be able to reach a proper Kabbalah Torah. So maybe. Again, this wasn't today's share either. Don't worry, we're getting back Chesed Batim. I'm just stalling because I don't want to start Migo today because it's going to be too hard. You guys need a little break to get to Migos. But Rabbi Say, the Gemara says in Megillah that Moshe Rabbeinu was Yeshiva was the Omeid. Ein Yeshiva Alosh and Akova. Yeshiva doesn't really mean to sit. Yeshiva means to be present. It means he was sitting on the har. It means he wasn't sitting literally on a chair on the floor. He was present in the har. He was living in the har. The Lashon Dira, like in Uchasukah. So the chara, this tension between the within the word of yeshiva, the word yeshiva has multiple meanings of what the Rashbam is driving at in Asugi as well. But there's a yeshiva of Nenegufa Mingufa Karka, that's the city, that's Batsiyah Matzos. And then there's also the Lashon of yeshiva of inhabiting, which is represented by the tikkun character like Bailam do. When you live somewhere, you're masakin a little bit, you're living there as a demonstration of balance. So our co-partner, we have three pshatim in Gedalia Rishayim, what's make Matzia Matzos, and we understand that each one is difficult, each one is a mechurishik of pshat. The Ramban's pshat, the tikkun karka, was very hard to read into the Gemara, as I state in Ramban. The Rambam's pshat, that's Achilles Peiris, was very hard for us to conceptualize, but as I state, that's probably the pshat in the Rambam. And then you have this third pshat in the Rashbam, Nisht Tikkun HaKarka, Nisht Achilles Peiris, it's a new category called the Yeshiva Nenegup and Guf HaKarka. But this is all the introduction, because the Gemara says whatever Rav Sheshe said, he supported by a Braisa. So we'll only understand what Rav Sheshe meant if we understand what his support was. So what was his support from the Braisa? And Rabbi Ayn Lemes Nisim. HaMatzir Matzos B'Nichsi Yagia Konam and Rabbi Ayn Lemes Nisim Mahi Nisan Yekeitir B'Chazoka Nolo menolo, hintolo menolo, shaholik kele vachro de beis amerechats, vishita vechitza sacha gailo bisho vilo vira konoi. So the Braisa quotes a whole array of different ways to be koine and ever knaini with the kin and chazoka, and here they are, taking off shoes and taking the bathhouses and washing and soaping and scratching and all kind of different things. Yeah.
Now they were saying that according to Rishbam, Shemesh Karka works to be koine, so why couldn't he have said by Nol Delos that you just have to be using...
Who says that's called Shemesh Karka? Who says closing doors? The Rambam said it, you can't even gavra gavra karamis. Kid has a cash in the Rambam to the Rashbam. The Rashbam said that's nothing. That's not called Shemesh HaKarka. It's called closing the door. It's not called sitting on the ground. So the Gemara brings a raya. Rav Sheshe put a raya from this Braisa and that all the different actions that are done to be kind and avid. So before we even get to the intricacies of what these actions are, before we figure out the three pshat and Rishonim, how they fit into this Gemara, what's the basic premise of this entire sugya? That the way to be kind of what is the same as the way to be kind of what? Every Kanaanian and Karaka are basically the same. Now, even though, what do you mean they're the same? And every Kanaanian is kind of walking around, and every Karaka is a piece of land, we mean they're the same. So obviously for the Parashas Kinyanim, they're the same. Now even though it's true that the details about how I'm going to do a chazoka, I'm probably not going to have the tree fix my shoe or something. So it's not going to be exactly the same. The detail is going to be different, but the underlying premise, the lumdus of what I'm trying to accomplish has to be identical. That's the premise of the entire sugya. Otherwise, if Sheish is Raya from Evet to Karka, is meaningless. How did Chazal know that so fast? How did Chazal even know the Chlal that Karka and Evet are the same? How did Chazal even know what the Kidani Evet were in the first place? Remember we said that everything is Psukim, so there has to be a Pasuk. Is there any Pasuk that says that you buy Evet Kidani? Menon Emili, how do you buy Evet Kidani? So there must be some Pasuk that says Kesher Shtar Chazal, right? Wrong. The Mishnah says it. How did Chazal know it? So what does the Gemara say in Kedusha and Menon? We said, how do we know the Kidani Evet Kidani? Because of one Klal called Avon Hukshul Kakos. Because you have a Pasuk tucked away in Parshas Bahar, V'stachaltem L'sam L'vnechem Akhrechem V'vesh L'achuza, and Evet Kidani is called an Achuza, Kishna Kos V'achuza. Achuza is a stay, Achuza is a land. Just as land is nicknamed V'kesher Shtav V'chazacha, as we know from the Psukim that the Gemara does quote in Kedushu Chavah, so too, and Evet Kidani is nicknamed V'chazacha as well. That's all part of the parish of Avon Hukshul Kakos. So even though here the Gemara doesn't even mention that, the Gemara is assuming that you know that already. You already learned Kedushin of Chavav. Everyone understands that drasha about Hukshul Kakos? Does everyone accept that drasha about Hukshul Kakos? If you deny that drasha about Hukshul Kakos, you're going to be up the creek because you're not going to have a source for Kinyani Karka. And you're not going to be able to understand what in the world is flying in our sugya. So you better accept that drasha. If you don't, you're in big, big trouble. Why would anybody disagree with that drasha? Anyone know why? Anyone have any reason to believe that not everyone accepts that drasha? So there's a sugya in Bava Kamma in the first parak. But the Gemara quotes the following machlokes. Reuben lends Shimon $1,000. What happens at that point? All of the nechasim of Shimon become a shubad to pay back that chayv. Let's say, for example, let's say if Shimon dies, so Reuben has a right to go after the Yarshim based on the parish of Shibudim, right? Everyone knows that. That's like ABCs. Nechasim of Shibudim. All nechasim of Shibudim. That's true, but what kind of nechasim? Only what? Only karka. That's when they call the chasim yesh l'machrayus. You can only be, there's only shibud and karka, there's no shibud and metalpon. Right? That's a given, that's another portion. Now, that halach has changed bizman hazeh. It was actually changed in the days of the Gaonim, that they made a special hefker based in hefker, that there is shibud and metalpon for technical reasons, but that's not our sugi right now. But midina de gemara, metalpon diyasme lo mishtabli lebalchoy. That's the chayt lo yavah. Metalpon diyasme, hundreds of gemaras like that, that say that klam, metalpon diyasme lo mishtabli. So with that background, that there is Shibud and Karka, not a Metalpon, all of a sudden, the Gemara B'Kamma in a few days quotes a Machlokes Amoraim about the following Shaila. I lent $1,000 to Shimon, and now Shimon dies, and he doesn't have any Karka left, but he happens to have a what? He has Evet Kidani. Can I be goyve my chov from that Evet Kidani or not? So the Gemara says, oh, if you hold Avadim or like Karka, then the answer is yeah. And if you hold Avadim and not like Karka, then the answer is no. Machlokes Amoraim, maybe Machlokes Tanoim, whether a Avadim are like Karka, whether not like Karka. I think there's another interesting challenge. I want to know, what's the din? If I want to sell you an Evet Kidani, and I want to sell you a car also. Problem is the car is sitting in California right now. So we'll make a Kinyan, you'll make a Kinyan Chazok or something on the Evet Kidani, and Agav, the Evet Kidani, you can be kind of the car. What does the Gemara say? No. What do you think the Gemara says? Does that work or not? If you hold that, no, let's walk it through. If you hold that Avadim like Karka, then why not? It's Kidin Agav. If you hold that Avadim like Metalpon, you can't be Kidin Metalpon, Agav Metalpon. So the Gemara presents those two nafkaminas. And again, the Agav one may have other quirks that may change that equation, but for now, we're going to work with this assumption of the Gemara and Bavakam and Dafyu Beis. That is a fundamental machlokes is whether Avadim like Karkos or not. I don't understand. If you hold an Avadim and not like Karkos, what is flying in the Vavasra Dafnan Beis? What in the world is that Amoraim talking about? What in the world is the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah says, Evet Kidani Nikra Bekes Veshav Chazacha. There's no Pasuk. The only Mokra is Avadim Hushal Karkos. What do you mean Avadim Hushal Karkos? Half the Amoraim don't accept it. Shh, I'll make matters even worse for you. We paskin like Rav Nachman in Bava Kamma a few days, and Avadim like Metalpon. The Taka is no Shibud on Avadim Kidani. Rav Nachman said, "Ein gedim mit avodim." Rav Nachman, the Gemara tells a story about that there was another beis in the time of Rav Nachman that passed the case. It was Ma'at Shur Kachoya, and the beis went ahead and they collected from the avodim against the psak of Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman said, "You better give those avodim back. If not, I'll put you all to cheirim for being gazlonim. You all passed it incorrectly." So the yes of Nachman, the chiddush cover of Nachman, there are hailing out the rhyme who disagree with you. You know what Rav Nachman said?
"I'm the rabbi."
Something like that. He said, "I don't care." Said, and they said, "What do you mean? This Amar holds against you, and that Amar holds against you, and yet Amar holds against you, and yet Amar holds against you, and yet Amar holds against you." Everybody disagrees. You know what Rav Nachman said? I remember Bukhamad a few days. "Anamas Nisa Yadana." Says, "I have a brisa. I couldn't care less what everybody else says. I have Tanoim who are supporting what I said. Tell me a maisa. This one holds Yadamo. I have a brisa. Anamas Nisa Yadana." And the Gemara concludes that we pass the Rav Nachman. That ain't gave him an avodim. And therefore, you can't use an avod to do a kiddush agav either. So I don't understand. If ain gaven min ha'avodim, and you can't use never can't make him nagav, so we basically undermine this entire sugya. Rav Sheish, Rav Amar were all wrong. The Mishnah Kiddush, everyone was wrong. Everybody was wrong. Everyone who thought of unmukshul kakos. Everybody was wrong. So what's going on? No one was bothered about this kasha. Everyone read this Gemara Baba Basra. Right, left in days, everyone saw Rav Amram and Rav Shesha telling you a story that the same way you can have avodim, that's the kind of character, it's all the same. There's a chazaka, there's a chazaka, this is a chilus peiros, there's a tikkun, whatever it is, it's all the same. The whole premise of the entire sugya left in days and babas is avodim alike her causes. So everyone, the wheel should have been turning. What happened to Baba Kamad of your base? It's my fault, I didn't put it on the Mamakamas. I should have, but everyone should have figured it out anyway.
Nachman would have to agree to the Hekesh still, no? He's going to put him in Karkos? Or what? He denies the whole thing.
Yeah.
He denied the whole thing.
I mean, that's what he sounds like.
Unless he's just speaking about whether they are the Shabbat.
Okay. Jeremy's already starting on the Teretz. Right? So, who here is totally perplexed at what I'm saying? Don't know, Lancy, please don't say that. You read the Gemara Baba Kamad a few days. And the Gemara quotes is running a 2-block long a sugya about whether avodim alike kos, nishlike kos, yelike kos, nishlike kos, the tanorim. Everyone's talking about the topic. It's the hottest topic in town. Whether avodim kanan alike karkana. You're scratching your head and trying to remember bikias, you know, different mishnayis that you learned over the years. So you have somewhere in the back of your mind, you remember there's the mishnah that says that ein nishban alike kos. Right? Does that mishnah ring a bell? Ein nishban alike kos. And what does the mishnah say in the same breath? Ain't nishban l'avodim either. I say, I sold you 2 avodim, you say one avodim. Ain't nishban l'avodim, right? Mishnah is like that. How do you know that? Anyone learn? Rashi, Pash Mishpatim, this is called Chumshia. Kiyite nishare'eyu kesma kelim lishmar, kesma kelim awat, advarim hametaltalim. So the Gemara says, l'maika kos mishvua, and avodim hukshul kakos. So there's a Mishnah that says Enish Balakha goes. Okay, just in case you forgot that Mishnah. Another Mishnah. Are you chayav kefel, do you steal karka? No. Same reason, ki tenish shareya, whatever, other reasons, other psukim. There's no kefel unless the davar metaltel. What if I steal an evet? An evet kenadi, am I chayav kefel? What's the answer?
No.
So for 0 for 2. Okay, so we have 2 dinim derais and a feish of Mishnayas that say avodim alike her causes. You want some more? Give me another one. Ain onolik akos. If I cheat you on a deal in real estate, so the parish of onol, whatever the details are, don't apply. How do you know that? O kanoa, miyad amisecha, dava nikri miyad liyad, lamayik akosis. If I sell you to the Canaan, I cheat you, what's the din? Is there onol? No. Why? What does the Mishnah say? Why not? Because Avad Hushul Kakos. I understand. I just went through half of Shas with you. I ran from Sugyas of Kefal to Sugyas of Shavuot to Sugyas of Anoah, showing you in Kol Tarakula that Avad Malai Kakos is. What's the Gemara Baba Kama woke up? The Gemara wakes up and after days of Baba Kama says, "Oh, by the way, this Machlek is Amaron, whether Avad Malai Kakos is or not." So what's obvious when you read the Gemara Baba Kama? That Jeremy's beginning to be right. A little something. He started the ball rolling. What is it? Of course Avodah Malaika Kos. Nobody in a million years ever questioned that, except for one person. But nobody ever questioned that. Of course Avodah Malaika Kos. It's a pasuk in Chumash. But we don't believe in Torah now anymore. Nobody in Torah Shalksam anymore. Lavesh Zachuza, Avodah Malaika Kos. But there's something funny, there's something different about the Sugi and Bava Kama. The two examples that the Gemara and Bava Kama were highlighting that Rav Nachman is taking on the whole world about is not part of the regular Sugya Klali, the Did Klali of Avodah being like a Kos. And it behooves us, because we're living in Bava Kama in days where the Gemara is applying Avodah Mukhsh like a Kos. That's the entire message of Rav Nachman, of Amar Rav Sheshes, is that Kinyan Chazak are identical between Karaka and Avodim. The details are different. You're not giving the karka a bath. You're not putting the shoes on the tree, but the fundamental yisoy, whatever that yisoy is, whether it's tikkun, whether it's nana gufay, whether it's achilles peres, whatever you think the underlying kinyan is taking place on b'vavasa nafnim days, karka and avodah are the same. So why is it that sometimes avodah and karka are the same for kinyan and for shvuas, for no, for gezelas, for kevul, for aladin yatoy they're the same, and yet all of a sudden shibudim and agav are sticking out like sore thumbs? Like all of a sudden, Rav Nachman saying no, in those areas of halacha it's different. So what's the rule? What's the exceptional? How would you know? How did the Amoraim, Rav Amram, Rav Sheshes know that Kinyanim is closer to Shavuos and Gezelus and Kefil, all that story? What is the difference? Everyone understands what we're bothering with? We're trying to just read a Gemara from a Master. We're really not even learning the Nays. We're really learning Daf Chavtes. That's the real goal. We're trying to understand what did the Gemara mean in Daf Chavtes about Achilles Peiris. So we were introduced to Machlokes Rambam and Rashi. We extended that Machlokes to read the Gemara Daf and Beis because the Gemara Daf and Beis is so pivotal, so critical in understanding the whole etzem of Machlokes Rashi and Rambam. But there's a line in Daf and Beis, there's an underlying assumption in Daf and Beis that we can't budge without understanding. How did the Gemara know to make that equation? If we had a marker somewhere, we would have put it on the board, we would have written, Kinyanei Avodim equal to Kinyanei Karaka. They're all the same. They work the same. If Tikkun is here, Tikkun is there. Does Achila, does Achila. This is Shimash, does a Shimash. They're identical. The only way to make that equation is to sign on to the principle to accept that Yisrael of Arul Shulchan Kos, which we sense is true because we got Mishnayos throughout Shas accepting it. But we have this Gemara sticking out at us in Bava Kama a few days. So why is Shibud and Agav different? Which of these is not like the other? What is it? What characteristics of Kinyanim, Shavuos, Kefel, what's the other one? Ono have that Agav and Shibudim don't have? What is the important, you know, whenever we say we have to differentiate between apples and oranges, so you have to figure out which characteristic is important. The fact that an apple is red and orange, is that important? I don't want somebody to say something true but irrelevant. I want you to tell me a key critical characteristic. What is it? What do these four have in common? Elsek, right? What do these four things have in common? Shavuos, Onos, Kinyanim, Kefel, that Agav and Pruz, Agav and Shibud are lacking. Yeah. Did you think of that on your own?
No.
You have to Baba Kama a few days. You learned Baba Kama recently?
Marebi.
Yeah.
Marebi, that's not true according to old days and Tosos. I got the Rabbanon. Maybe said yesterday, it's not cool.
Guess what? Usher, that is the Tosos that says Agav is the Rabbanon. That same Tosos. That's why I'm quoting you now, because everyone knows it from yesterday. Okay? So Tosos in Baba Kama a few days goes out on the limb. You can see the Valley of Tosos. They're sitting and they're plotting. They're working, they're sweating now to figure out what's going on. How do you understand Agamar in light of Bava Kama a few days? So Tosis comes up with one simple solution. Kiraisis versus Derabanans. For Allah didim deraisa, Avodim alaika goes. Why Avodim alaika goes? Does it make sense to you that Avodim alaika goes? Truthfully, between you and me. Doesn't make any sense. What are you going to do? The Torah says, I don't understand Paradum either, so I don't understand about the Torah. That's the way the Torah Baruch Hu said it. With Makabal. So the Dini HaTeira, that Adinim Deraisa, Shavuos, and Ono, and Gedalus, and Kefil, and Kinyonim, These are all dinim d'oraisa. What am I going to do? I have a munis lucham, munis atayr, and would have been a bari ayilam. If I don't like a call, so be it. But if I'm sitting down in Beis and Shemat, remember, we're not in Shemayim anymore. There's Moshe Rabbeinu sitting, not Moshe Rabbeinu standing. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting down, and the Beis and Shemat is sitting around hundreds and thousands of years later, making up dinim d'rabbanon. And there are certain dinim d'rabbanon that we're going to have to differentiate between karka and metaltalin. Where should we, in Olam Hazeh, place avodim? Where does it make more sense to place avodim? They move around, they jump around like metaltalin, they're movable. Pick it up, throw them here, put them here, put them, take the safe here, move it here, move it there. These are metaltalin. So midrabbanon, in the world of chachamim, when we make takonis, we're going to institute that avodim are like what? It's a tricky one. On the one hand, they have all the physical characteristics of metaltalin. On the other hand, there's something that's screaming and yelling at us. What is it? The Torah says it, so what? But we're rabbis. Usher, get this down for Purim. We're rabbis. We don't care what the Torah says. Okay? Usher's job, by the way, is to take all lines and put them out of context and then put them together for Shushan Purim party. He does this every year. Okay? So we're rabbis. We don't care what the Torah says. So the Torah said, okay, what does it do with me? I'm a rabbi. I can say whatever I want at the end also. Okay? So what's bothering me, Rabbi Isai? We have a rule called Kol what?
The Tikkun Rabban.
Kol the Tikkun Rabban came there. I said Tikkun. We make Dinim D'Rabban. We don't make them in a vacuum. We have to pattern details of Dinim D'Rabbanon after Dinim D'Oraisa. So now we're in a crunch. We're in a conflict. We're in this tension over here. The tension is, I'm sitting in the Lishus HaGrozes 800 years after Matan Torah. And we're discussing a Dinim D'Rabbanon. What Dinim D'Rabbanon? Kirin Agav. Dinim D'Rabbanon. Shibud. Nechosim. That's what Tosfos claims. I don't know, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. We're trying to figure out, we as rabbis, when we institute and we're fine-tuning this din d'rabbanon, and we're going to differentiate between karak and metaltalin, where do avodim fit into this picture? On the one hand, physically they're closer to metaltalin, which was where they should have been in the first place. On the other hand, we have to defer to Rabban Shalom, because called the Rabban came to the right, so they're going to do, we have to. So which great Amoraim was sitting hundreds and hundreds of years later and debating this very nekuda? Not when you have dinim d'oraisa. Dinim d'oraisa, the Torah said it, but when you have dinim d'rabbanon, how should we as a Beis and Shemat be misake? Should we be limited by kol tikkun rabbanon came d'oraisa? Or should we say, let's follow what our gut feeling is, that the dinim can metaltalin? Which great Amoraim are fighting this out, Rabbi Isai? What? Rav Nachman and everybody at the rest of the world. So all the other Amoraim said, Rabbanon like, we follow the dinim d'oraisa. And Rav Nachman said, you're all wrong. I don't see that. I have a brisa that says against you. So that we already appreciate. We already understand the machlokes. So Baruch Hashem, according to Tosfos, we're good to go. But Vavasan and Beis makes perfect sense. Because Kinyani Chazaka are much closer to what? To Shmuas, to Omnos, to Kefel. They're much, much closer to those areas of Halacha, which are Deraisa. Because Kinyani are over Deraisa, right? Aren't they? Pashas they are. So can the Pashas Deraisa. So according to Tosfos and Bavakam, we can breathe a sigh of relief. Rav Nachman may be right. And the Gemara of Asad and Beis. Rav Amram and Rav Shesh are also right. This is the Deraisa of the Kisugya. And that's the Deraisa of the Kisugya. So we're good to go. Tosfos Pshat is Gevaldik, right? Tosfos Pshat is only right if two pieces of information are right. What are the two pieces of information that must be right for Tosfos Pshat to be right? Kidakav has to be Derabbanan, and what else has to be Derabbanan? And the whole concept of Shibud Nechos has to be Derabbanan. If either one of those two premises are wrong, then Tosfos Pshat just disappeared to thin air. Is Kidinaga for sure Derabbanan? Asha, hang in there. Try to move this guy up. Is Kidinaga for sure Derabbanan? We already know it's not so poshut. We already quoted yesterday, Tosfos in Kedushin of Hay, that said it's Deraisa. Is Shibud Derabbanan? Guys have been in my share the first half of the year. Shibud d'Rabbanan, really? Machlokes the Gemara, Rabba, Nula, the end of Baba Basra, Kedushin Afyin Gimel, are running machlokes. The Amoraim, Rishayim, it's far from clear that Shibud is d'Rabbanan. So that Tosfos Teretz Afyin Beis is nice, assuming that all the facts are right. But since some of the facts may be not right, we may be looking around for another Teretz. So again, we can't even begin our Sugya. Now, we barely started. We can't even open up the Afyin Beis in Baba Basra yet. Because there were three parts of Daf Nun Beis. We had to first figure out what in the world the Hametzibah tells us. So we took us 45 minutes to get to that. Then we got sidetracked on making Kiddush and Sukkah. Okay, it's also Torah. It's all part of the same Torah. So we had to first figure out what in the world Hametzibah tells us. Then we have to understand what the comparison is to Avodim, because that was Rav Sheshet's whole punchline on Hinu Anani Mimasnisa. So we didn't even get to that part yet, what the details by Avodim are, because the premise of the entire Gemara was that Avodim and Karkos are equated, and we got stuck at that point. So three parts of the Daftin Beis. There's the details of Avodim, there's the details of Karka, and there's the bridge between Avodim and Karka. So the details of Karka we worked out a little bit. The details of Avodim we haven't even started yet, and we get stuck at the bridge, it's about to collapse. So we have to figure out what's going to keep this bridge going. So Tosfos gave us an idea to keep the bridge going, to salvage Avodim Mushal Karkos, the Chol HaDeis, even Rav Nachman, but the Tais themselves are subject to a tremendous machlokes. We'll be Hashem tomorrow. What we'll try to do is repair this bridge according to the other opinions in Rishonim, and then get to the punchline of Avodim, and then try to figure out, once we know what Karka is, once we know the bridge, and once we know what Avodim is, then we may have some degree of sense as to what's going on this tomorrow. And then we still have more work to do. So we'll be Hashem tomorrow. We'll try to finish up this thing. Okay, guys, get ahead of me in my recovery for the next thing tomorrow, but.